I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
Oh, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
Caleb Williams, Jaden Daniels, J.J. McCarthy, and more make their NFL debut this past weekend. And I know it's just preseason. We have a small sample size, but there were some really promising takeaways. And let's see how well their preseason performances have translated over to the football card market and which of their football cards are the most desirable. We're going to look at some several different tiers of transactions, sold data digging. Every Monday, we'll be here breaking down the top 10 players going up from the football action over the weekend. Let's dig in. The Bears tore into the Buffalo Bills here. Week one of the preseason, led by a potent defense and a strong debut from the number one overall pick here, Caleb Williams, who showcased his ability to read the defense, escape, buy time, and ultimately complete the pass to the open receiver. 101.8 quarterback rating. Got a red refractor auto out of 5. SGC 9 here that sold for $2,800. Buy it now today. Got the PSA 10 auto 10 on his Chrome prospects, the Bowman first. This is still going to be one of his most popular, I should say liquid. It's just highly transacted, bought and sold on a daily basis here because it does have that Bowman first logo. And other than that, we don't really have any pro uniform cards out yet for Caleb because he is a Fanatics exclusive athlete here, so he does have his Tops Now first round pick. So I am showing some prices of before game, after game of that, but let's pop back to that Bowman University here real quick, and I want to show you something. So going back to June 29th, we have this green shimmer out of 99 here that sold to buy it now for $245. Serial numbered out of 99. It's a PSA 10. Now fast forward to today, we have this plain green. Now neither one of these are color matched, neither to USC or to the Bears here. They're both numbered out of 99, so I look at the shimmer as maybe a little bit more desirable. I think shimmer is a little bit better aesthetics than just a green refractor out of 99 here. Let me know in the comment section below. But look, the PSA 10 went up from that 245 to 315 on this card specifically. So this is a nice little mid-tier card for people. I've seen a similar increase in the pink refractor, the lava refractor, other serial numbered Bowman University first cards from his 2022 Bowman University set. In terms of Tops Now, this card has been transacting like crazy. The raw ones have been selling anywhere from like $5 to $15. We're going to look at these PSA 10s here because I thought it was interesting to look at the PSA 10 auction market from before Saturday's game to after Saturday's game. So you see August 8th here going back to like last Thursday, right? These cards were ending for $35. You had one in for $27 in auction, $31. Then we get to game day and we find a raw one transacting for $35. As you can see, there's one for $15. A PSA 10 buy it now for $55. A pretty significant increase there. Almost doubled in value. You got another $40 buy it now. Really, these cards are being listed and sold so fast that the prices are bouncing all over the place because you never know what method people are using to evaluate their cards and price them out. So you have $40 buy it now sell instantly. You have like no name custom label grading company here for $30. A BGS 10 pristine for $100. This goes to show you that these Tops Now, at least for Caleb Williams, do have a pretty high like gem mint rate. I mean, here's another auction that ended yesterday for almost $60 on the PSA 10. Now let's look at his Bowman University Chrome Prospects rookie auto with the first logo in a PSA 9. This is the most readily available grade of this card. It's transacted a lot, but has the price really gone up on this card? It was already at $275 in July. All right, taking a peek at his largest transactions post-game was that Red Refractor out of 5, SGC9 for 2,800. And then this Panini Flawless USC uniform patch, serial numbered out of 15 with the rookie sticker auto there, PSA 10 for 1,600. And once again, in a buy it now. And then you had a Topps Now with a patch here in some Bears colors. And this one was listed at 1,800 and was also sold in the buy it now post game day for 1,400. Which goes to show you people are now starting to shell out those $1,000 plus transactions for Mr. Caleb Williams in the college uniform stuff, because he has got some serious hype behind him now coming out of this first preseason game. All right, now before we go any further in this video, I want to let you guys know, if you're new here, welcome to the Football Card Quest. We're dedicated to football cards research and selling tips, part of the nooffseason.com sports card network. And my name is Andy, and shout out to today's video sponsor, and that is CGC Card Grading. For bulk submissions as low as $11 per card on 25 cards or more, you can get their crystal clear holders, their incredible grading consistency, and they do autograph authentication now. They have holders of various sizes. This is an incredible growing grading company. You gotta check them out. They're the perfect protection for your football card collection. And for a limited time, the Vitality platform for the everyday man, Empower Men, has announced they have a special opening for just 10 guys to join a health and fitness transformation program for $47 a month. That's as low as $1.50 a day to be get in the best shape of your life and achieve the vitality that you've always wanted. So join me and the other men in getting in better shape, and check that out in the description below. If you want more information on that, because it's only open to 10 people, let me know. Send me a private message on any of the social media platforms, on Instagram, Twitter, Discord, our premium membership, you know, anything. Let me know and I will get you access to that. All right, now back to the video. Number two is going to be the number two overall pick, and that is Jaden Daniels. That's just how it happens this week, guys. And this is all, of course, my opinion based on all the information that I've taken in over the weekend. But Jaden Daniels made the most, arguably, out of all these rookie quarterbacks of his short pro debut here. He led them down the field for an opening drive touchdown in a 20-17 loss to the Jets. You know, winning, losing the preseason game doesn't really matter. But the combination of Jaden Daniels' athleticism plus the deep ball down the right side to Dyami Brown, it's absolutely, I think, set Twitter on fire here. And Jaden Daniels, with a limited population of sports cards, you can see a Sage rookie auto here. Sage is like one of the least desirable sets, guys, but when you don't have many cards and your rookie auto is on that card, you got a PSA 9 here, sold in auction yesterday for $203.50. Got a lot of Leaf cards selling for Jaden Daniels here, like the Press Pass Premium out of 15 for $20 raw. Now, as you notice, guys, a lot of his Topps Now cards, because Jaden's also a Fanatics exclusive athlete here, a lot of his Topps Nows have been transacting, and for a lot more than Caleb Williams. I think that goes to the fact that Jaden's got fewer rookie cards than Caleb. The auto out of 99, PSA 9 yesterday for $405. Had a buy it now for $550. So the buy it now absolutely destroyed the auction there at $405. It just goes to show you that some cards you really do want to have in a buy it now for a little bit higher. You never know, man, that hype combined with the super scarcity on this guy's cards. And this is kind of like his first pro card here being a Fanatics exclusive. I mean, an extra $150 on that card just paid for all your fees plus added to your commission in your pocket there. We even have a $495 on a raw sealed by Topps Now. So it's like, man, you really lost out on some money in that auction. Let's look what the PSA 10 did. $640. And now this one is out of $199 on the serial numbering. So it's like twice as common there. We got another PSA 10 on a $199. But man, you can see how much this guy's cards have been transacting over the weekend, just absolutely going crazy here. Let's look at his largest transactions over the weekend. We got a gold vinyl super fractor here from Leaf Metal, 1 of 1, listed for $1,500, but only sold for $750. But still, that 1 of 1 with the gold finish, You combine it, even if it's Leaf, we still got a $750 card here. Fantastic transaction. And then it was the Topps Now. It was the Topps Now out of 199 here, PSA 10, that we showed listed for 800 that ultimately sold for 640. The one the day before sold for 620. Small increase there from day to day. But if you compare it to the latest sold of the out of 99 PSA 10, I mean, pretty close. The one out of 199 almost to that of what the out of 99 sold for back at the couple weeks ago at the end of July. Number three has got to be CJ Stroud. And look, guys, I know he's super expensive already, but still, the guy goes out in his lone drive, goes 2-of-4 for 41 yards and a deep score to Tank Dell. So this goes to show you that the Stroud to Tank Dell connection is alive and well, and the hype is all very real for CJ Stroud. And let's take a look. A couple new listings sold today, like his red, white, and blue Concourse Select here. Brand new set hitting the stores and the eBay marketplace. $100, buy it now there. You got the PSA 10 base prism, highly transacted card. That's about where it's average, 110, even if the seller took 100. I mean, you're looking at the recent auctions there, about 100. That prism silver that went up throughout July here got super high, $1,000. This is very, very high. Base optic selling for $75 in a PSA 10. And you can see that's right where it's been transacting at. In fact, there was a 125. Buy it now, guys. Set your price a little bit higher on these CJ Strouds. I cannot emphasize that enough, as this guy's hype is going to continue climbing here. But as you can see, I mean, the price is already really high on CJ Stroud. It's hard for them to go up. They're just going to keep transacting like crazy at those high prices. Now, let's look at Tank Dell, because Tank Dell certainly, I think, had more room to go up than CJ Stroud. So, for example, Optic Hollow, no name front here, $20, sold to buy it now today. Interesting card with no name on the front. You know, historically, these error cards, or a lot of people consider this an error card, used to, back in the 90s, sell for a lot of money because error cards were very rare. But now with so many different parallels and inserts, the error cards aren't nearly as desirable as like a gold prism or a low serial numbered or rookie auto type card. But let's keep going here. That's sorry, that buy now price is not loading. Let's look at a rookie ticket auto out of 18,275 in auction today. What about a prism silver SGC 10? A little bit under $50, got $40 there. So that's kind of right what I would expect for a skill position player like Tank Dell. But we got some red, white, and blues selling here from $14.99 to $10. So I'm got a seller leaving some money on the table there. Obsidian out of 877 on COMC. If you notice that, that transaction came from COMC.com there. Let's look at his highest. Let's go filter, see what his highest transaction over the weekend was. It's a Cracked Ice rookie ticket auto, baby, out of 23. Typical Cracked Ice serial numbering there. $500. That's big time. That is huge, and that's a redemption. So there's no telling how long it's going to take for that person to get that card back from Panini. And they paid $500 for the white piece of paper with the with the scratch-off information there for Tank Dell. Redemption, Cracked Ice rookie ticket auto. Now, they do get that card one day. It's going to be really, really nice. Let's look at what else went off. PSA 10 Prism Shimmer, Blue Shimmer, not color match at all to the Texans, but it is serial numbered out of 25, and that's the important factor here. This closed for $431 in a well-timed auction yesterday. And then we had the Prism Draft Picks Gold. So college uniform, but out of 15 and gold, shimmer, prism, $255. That's pretty big. And you have a PSA 10 gold, gold ink, turn of the century rookie auto from Donruss Elite that sold for $300. So as you can see, here's a blue Cracked Ice rookie auto out of 15 for $350. That's from Optic. That's big, big transactions. I mean, and that card start out an auction really high, but someone went ahead and bought the card at $350, man. Just really big transactions here for Tank Dell. All buy it now is really over the weekend. Just goes to show you how much his stock has gone up after that singular series of performance with CJ Stroud. is going to be absolutely lit there for them and the Texans this year. So if you got to kind of look at that as Tank Dell's stock going up more than C.J. Stroud just because he's had more room to go up over the weekend. All right, number four to that same tune is going to be the Jordan Love to Dontavian Wicks connection. Those Dontavian Wick truthers reunite and celebrate after this preseason debut because Jordan Love showed that he's ready to build off his blistering end to the 2023 season, uncorking a beautiful pass to Dontavian Wicks that resulted in a...
I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
Oh, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at Geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
65-yard bomb of a touchdown. You'll love to see those event-signed autographs. Based on this PSA 10 here selling for $411 in a buy it now. Those Jordan Love autographs getting quite pricey. A PSA 9 red prism out of 199 rookie ticket auto optic Jordan Love closed in auction yesterday for $1,325. Guys, that's more than Jalen Hurts and Tua at this point. As you can see, that was a back-to-back auction with another one, the same exact card, PSA 9 from a different auctioneer here selling for $1,300. Both those cards in auction, both highly demanded and sold for a premium price. The PSA 10 of that card closed the day before in auction for almost $2,500, which goes to show you that people are after that card because I think that that PSA 10 did not go for as much as a PSA 10 typically goes for over a 9, meaning the PSA 10 typically goes for like, you know, 2 to 3 times that of a 9. But in this case, people are just after the Jordan Love rookie ticket auto more so. So that's more important than the grade here, as you can see. And that's what I'm illustrating. That's what I think we can take away. As you can see, here's another just base rookie ticket auto for Jordan Love, PSA 9. And it's $1,000. Buy it now, just last week. So very, very big time transaction. Jordan Love is going up a lot. And not as much on his more base cards. But they're transacting like crazy, so it's only a matter of time. And we're in just preseason week one, guys. We're not even into the regular season yet, so things could get quite crazy here. Now for Dontavian Wicks, check out this buy it now today of his lime green optic out of 5, $375. So if we look at the history on that card, the 11th, well, let's look at that history because this one's out of 5 for $375. But we have a little bit more transactional data on this lime green out of 20 from the same set that sold today in a buy it now for $200, yesterday in an auction for $227.50, but the day before that in a buy it now for $150. So this seller right here yesterday in the buy it now that took $150 really sold himself short because... I mean, this one closed $227.50 and $200 today. So definitely left a lot of meat on the table there with those Dontavian Wicks. But Dontavian Wicks values are going up. There has been a ton of buy it now solds for Dontavian Wicks. A lot of them from 2023 Optic is one of the main sets that he's printed in because of his deep cut draft profile. He does not have a ton of cards. A lot of them are being sold from Optic containers. You can see here the green velocity July 31st going for 9. You get to game day. Now all of a sudden they're selling for 20. That's double. Those entry level flippers are rejoicing. If you bought a bunch of Dontavian Wicks for 5-10 bucks, like these laser parallels from Optic here, you are cashing in. You're cashing in after this first preseason game. We're only in preseason week one. Next up is Xavier Worthy, and this one is not even performance-related on Xavier Worthy part, although he is having a good camp. Hollywood Brown hurt. He's out for 4 weeks. This is leaving the door open for Xavier Worthy to step in and take that number one role there for Patrick Mahomes. you know, next to guys like Kelce and Rice if he doesn't miss any time. But Xavier Worthy cards transacting like crazy, guys. I mean, look at the PSA 9 on this card that was transacting at draft time for $50. PSA 9 and raw, pretty close in value. And now we have a PSA 9 closing yesterday in auction for $130.50. Very much a gold standard card for him. 2022 Bowman U. Even if it doesn't have the first logo out of 199, next year is about $70. So just cut that price about 60-70%. But still, as this guy comes out, they finally get the Panini instance. Those will definitely vault to the top. As of right now, all your Bowman University, your college uniform cards, they have the rookie auto. Definitely going to be interested from these lesser known sets like the Leaf Paper, Sage, stuff like that. I would value those at $20 or less, like Onyx. You want to pick those up $20 or less, really, because that's, you know, their ceiling's not too much higher than that. But otherwise, you look at those Bowman University cards. Look at the transactions, man. The transactions speak for themselves here. The fact that Hollywood Brown is going to be out for 4 weeks and he's going to miss the start of the season, that's huge for Xavier Worthy. I think that means his stock is going to continue to climb into weeks. Jermaine Burton hype continues here with the Cincinnati Bengals as he puts up 17 fantasy points on just 3 receptions, but they go for 82 yards and a touchdown with a long of 38. The guy scores his first NFL touchdown and his values continue to go up here. As you can see, Bowman University non-auto, $15 buy it now, but that's a comp C transaction, just scratching the surface. You got $15.50 on eBay auctions. This is just scratching the surface. Got a deep depth chart there for the Bengals, including guys like T. Higgins, who scores a touchdown. Get that automatic chemistry like they never stop playing. You know, just midseason form is what I'm trying to say here between Burrow and Higgins out there. And you got the Burrow, the Burton yellow refractor out of 75. PSA 8 going for $40. I think we saw another one transact today here out of 75 for 45 raw. It's just an indication, guys, of why you want to crack those PSA 8s out and sell them raw. So ultimately, just a lot of transaction hype up, stock up for Jermaine Burton here as he gets a ton of buy it nows over the weekend from this performance. In terms of skill position players and rookies, he may be up there as top buy it now sold transactions. Obviously, you can see the prices are still pretty low as well. So it's another reason why they continue to climb up so much. Next up is Joe Milton III. Now, Joe Milton's like third string backup for the Patriots, but he's a rookie with a little bit of reputation from Tennessee. And he made his debut did not look overwhelmed. He led several successful drives, ultimately helping New England pull out a 17-3 win over Carolina. In fact, he put up 134.7 rating, went 4-for-6 and a touchdown. You could see this blue national out of 50 here sell for $125 and a buy it now today. Just yesterday, this card ended in auction for $102.50. And if you go back to August 1st, this card sold for just $80. So look at that incredible increase from $80 to $125. That's the kind of flips that I'm talking about right there. Very nice flip there on Joe Milton. And it goes without saying that if you can find any 2024 rookies in these Panini National Convention rookie cards, they are incredibly liquid right now. Right now. Not necessarily long term. They're going to be, you know, down. They're going to fall down the set rankings down there to like, you know, a Donruss Elite or something like that. But right now, incredibly liquid. Great cards to flip. Next up is Keon Coleman with the Buffalo Bills. And this is more of a usage takeaway because it gets very limited, production in this limited preseason appearance. But they are using him as the primary X receiver on the outside, just as a one-for-one replacement for Stephon Diggs. This is clear. And so Keon Coleman is going to be given the opportunity as the number one receiver in Buffalo, a team that passes the ball a ton with a very, very hyped-up quarterback in Josh Allen. So look at these. Once again, Panini, National, Silverback, Orange out of 199. Buy it now, $50 today. Keon Coleman's stock is up. It is selling like absolute crazy. Even these score a treat cards here, goofy little cards, but you know, when there's very limited stock, they sell for a couple bucks here. Let's look at a little bit more. What about a base National Silver Pack card selling for almost $25 here, guys? And that just goes to show you, look, out of 99, red foil, $80. This is a card I expect to sell for 20, 30 in the future. What about this one yesterday? No auto, out of 25 cracked eyes, Panini National VIP Keon Coleman here, $177 in auction. It's a card that I expect to be worth half of that a year from now, if not even less than half of that. Like, I mean, these cards are incredibly liquid, incredibly hyped up right now. I can't stress that enough. They're very popular and very good right now, but to flip, do not hold them long term unless you want to put them on the wall. Look at this auction. Another red out of 99. Panini National, Keon Coleman rookie card, $115 in auction yesterday. I mean, just so liquid, so valuable right now. Great cards to flip that will probably lose a ton of value this time next year after the other 50 some odd sets are released for Keon Coleman. Keep that in mind. Next up is going to be JJ McCarthy, and he did end his first drive with an ugly interception, but he didn't let that error define his outing. He went on to command Minnesota to 3 touchdowns in the next 5 drives, ultimately going 11 for 17, 188 yards and 2 touchdowns, overall rating of 116.8. Actually had a really, really solid outing in this game. Check out this wild card that sold out of 25 for 20 bucks. Telling you guys, these wild cards do have a place in the hobby. People do like to collect them. And every card has its own price tier. As you can see, the score treat card selling for 5 bucks. You can see his Onyx on-card rookie auto with a little smiley face out of 25 red ink. $150, buy it now, today. That's for the red ink rookie auto. What about this SGC 1010 from Sage? Blue foil, $160. Not much love here for a pink refractor from Bowman University, but it doesn't have the little first logo. So if we look at the pink refractor with the first logo in a PSA 9, we're looking at about $32. Now, has that really gone up a whole lot from where it was at? Well, we've got a Raw selling for $550. Back on August 1st and July 31st, you got a PSA 8 selling for $9.50 July 22nd. Here's a PSA 9 selling for $20.50. So yes, it has gone up considerably. And that's the direction of JJ McCarthy's stock right now after the preseason debut. He actually showcased that he may be able to give Sam Darnold a run for his money and actually make some noise here in the beginning of the season. It's exactly what you're seeing here. This pink refractor first as an example of what his stock is doing. It's also good to see that in a buy it now. And he does have some big time investors. His largest transaction like this one from yesterday. So 2021 Bowman University first orange out of 25 PSA 10. Someone paid $1,300 cash. Buy it now, baby. Went ahead and took the card down. This one also sold yesterday as well in a buy it now. It's a gold lava out of 50 PSA 10 from Bowman University with that first logo. Sold for $1,050 in a buy it now. And then you had a Panini National VIP Gold Packs Giraffe Prism SSP with the rookie card shield and the giraffe scope design in the background. It was listed for $1,100. Someone took it down for $500 cash yesterday. Just goes to show you, look at this color blast that was listed for $1,000. This is also from Panini National VIP. JJ McCarthy, serial numbered out of 44, sold for $775 in a buy it now. So in fact, maybe we should have had JJ McCarthy higher up in the list this week because of the fact that he is a quarterback. You know, and after all, he did play for the national championship Michigan team, and he comes out looking like the JJ McCarthy from Michigan here in this game. Very, very good performance. The final transaction here, this University Chrome Gold Lava out of 50. No first in the top right, but this is a PSA 10. was listed for $549, sold for $475 cash. All those transactions from yesterday, Sunday, August 11th, those are all big-time transactions showing just how much hype has gone up for J.J. McCarthy. That's pretty big. All right, and here we're going with Jalen Wright with the Miami Dolphins. And this was a game where Michael Penix looked pretty decent in his first NFL action. He wasn't perfect, but he did show off a couple of the traits that enabled him to be the 8th overall pick for the Falcons. But Jalen Wright taking 10 carries for 55 yards, including a touchdown, a 14-yard long run where he cut back across the entire field. Very impressive. Showcased some of the ability that he could have in terms of like taking favorable tackles and not allowing defenders to get clean hits on him, which is a great trait. And he also gets additional yards because of that as well. So I think this guy is going to be something special in the NFL. And his stock has definitely gone up. Couple big transactions yesterday. 2023 Bowman Best U Gold Geometric Refractor out of 50. PSA 10. That actually went pretty favorable here, I think, because it is a PSA 10. It is gold. It does have a rookie auto, but it doesn't have that little first logo. Ultimately sold around $100. He did have a wild card American Football 101 national exclusive here. One of these unlicensed sets, so that big R in the top right corner, 101 on the front, rookie auto, $40 in to buy it now. So just some ton of low-hanging fruit. Like you take this Bowman Chrome University Sapphire, 50 out of 50, so it's a bookend, slight bonus, cracked ice. People love it, $19.99, buy it now. That was back on Jane 15th, though. I'm on, they give me like, okay, that's weird. Sorry, eBay. eBay definitely bamboozled me there on that one. Printing plate 35. We got the auto. What do we got here? Okay, here we go. We got the Bowman University Chrome auto with the first out of $499, $19.99. That's a buy it now yesterday. Quite a few buy it nows yesterday. That's what I'm talking about. Jalen Wright's stock has definitely gone up after this weekend. All right, now let's talk about a couple honorable mentions here. Carson Steele, man, getting angry run of the week. Carson Steele definitely popping off here in the market with a decent amount of buy it now transactions. And the UCLA product does not have many rookie cards. You can see these Sages, these Leaf Metals, Leaf Metal 3 out of 3 selling for 33. And he's still going to be buried on the depth chart, but this is kind of like a, you know, Deuce Vaughn storyline from last preseason. I mean, these deep sleepers from the draft that have very limited rookie cards can go out in the preseason, pop off a few angry runs, and yeah, people are going to go over to eBay and buy their cards. As you can see here, the Sage. What about this Aqua Mojo Leaf? Closed an auction yesterday, $63. That's the thing. If I were to go, it'd be hard to find sold data, but what we can do, as you see, there's a lot of buy now. And that's how you know the hype and the stock has gone up. Like just this one, for example, right? Sage, this is not even serial numbered. $25 buy now today for Carson Steele. Go and do a 2024 Sage Carson Steele auto. Just do that search and then go look at price plus shipping lowest. And we're on solds. Look at that. You know, you go back to June 27th, this is a $2 card. Plus a dollar shipping, $2.99. Look, $3-$4 card. Now all of a sudden, after one preseason game, it's at $25. Imagine if you bought those at volume, now you're selling them $20-$25. I mean, you can easily make $100, $200 kind of thing. You know, so Carson Steele is definitely your angry run winner of the week. He definitely is the running back winner of the week. So he probably should have been on the top 10 now that I'm actually like looking at this price increases. I think that $25 transaction was today. And there's no telling how many more of these type of transactions could pop off today than in the rest of this week. Look, there's $19.99 yesterday. Of course, this guy is going to accept an offer at $14 because, I mean, let's face it, he probably got the card for $2, $12, $5.99. Look at how they just shot up, man, $12.99. They just shot up like crazy, $8, and people didn't really know how to price them. That one's out of 100. He sold for 10. That was a snipe, you know, because that card's now probably going to sell for like $30 on a quick flip. Dorian Thompson-Robinson, he is... It looks like this guy is just going to be a preseason stud, and he's going to be one of those guys that's really good in the preseason and then is bad in the regular season. That's what happened last year when he was a rookie. Well, look at all these buy it nows. These cards are pretty cheap, but look at all these buy it nows from the preseason performance. Like, if you ever wanted to get out on DTR, now's probably the time. Even if you have to lose money, people are buying. So take that for what it's worth. All right, a couple more big takeaways here that I wrote down in my phone. Trey Lance stock is down. I mean, this guy got significant playing time. He looked more raw than ever. I mean, he looked more raw this past weekend than he did when he started for the San Francisco 49ers. I mean, it's just unbelievable. This guy probably needs to go play in like the USFL or the Canadian League, where he can just take, you know, snaps and play for a team that doesn't really have any type of consequences to it. The same thing with Stetson Bennett. Stetson Bennett, terrible debut. His stock is down. It was not good. He did salvage his outing. It was like he threw like 4 or 5 interceptions, but he salvaged it at the very end with a touchdown on like fourth down to save the preseason game for them. Now, on the other hand, those two guys' stock are down. Unfortunately, you're going to have a hard time selling those guys, and you need to hold them. Tyrone Tracy for the Giants, deployed as the RB2, even though on the actual depth charts that were released, which, by the way, a lot of times are released by PR organizations, you can't really go off of those as the true depth chart. A lot of times the coaches don't even look at those guys. Tyrone Tracy deployed as the RB2 when looking at the preseason stat sheet. So that is good for him. That's very good for him because he can take that starting job from Devin Singletary. And that's really like the major takeaways in my eyes from week one. You had a nice little touchdown run from Bucky Irving. Nice little touchdown run from Audric Estime. Bo Nix did okay. He did pretty good on like the short area throws, which is what Sean Payton's going to actually want him to do. So I think Bo Nix is definitely going to be your starter this season. And I'm sure there's definitely some increased sold volume for him. But I just think overall, the Broncos are really going to struggle. And he's just not going to be anywhere near the flashiness or like the talent level of guys like Caleb and Jaden and even J.J. McCarthy. So very exciting times for those guys. Indeed, Calvin Ridley had a nice play. Sam Howell had a decent little run. The quarterback battle between Minshew and O'Connell heating up, guys. It's still very much up in the air. Both of them played pretty decent in this game. Both of them had big-time throws. So I think we still don't know who's going to start for the Raiders. I hope you guys enjoyed this video. Let me know in the comment section below. What was your favorite takeaway? Who did I miss from the list? Or who would you like to have seen there? And I'll catch you guys in that next video. Remember, shout out to our sponsors of today's video, NoOffseason.com, CGC Card Grading, and the Vitality Platform, Empower Men. Remember, they only have 10 spots open. So if you want to get in and achieve the best physical shape of your life and become the best version of yourself, and join me at the same time. I'm now training for new fitness goals that I'm still staying in accountability with them for. So long story short, if you want to find out more about that, for the 10 spots they have open, reach out to me. Otherwise, I'll see you guys in the next video. Peace.